to wait. But like they didn't wait. It wasn't a matter of waiting. No. My mother just hadn't conceived a child until that time, and then I was born. Right. I was an unwanted child. When I was born, they said I was a bleeder. I don't know what that means.
Hemophilia.
No, apparently not. Well, and I know, that's what you would think. And so my father gave blood transfusion to me and to my mother, who was very anemic. And so I said we were a close-knit family. Not only did I have my mother's blood, I had my father's blood, and she had his blood, so we were all put together. By the way, we were all O type, I guess, because I'm an O type, and you can't take from anybody but an O type. Now, I can give to an AB or a B or an A.
So you were born in 13, they moved to Pittsburgh in?
1910. No, yes. Oh, I'm not sure when they moved to Pittsburgh. I really am not sure, because it was after my brother was getting on 7, 8, 9 years old. He had a horse. They lived in Newcomerstown. And when he was about 9 years old, he rode this old horse that was slow as anything. And he says, there was Prince running like the wind. And my mother said, I'd like to have seen that. We had pictures of him in an Indian suit.
He had a horse in Chicago?
No, no. Nobody had horses in Chicago. We never even had a car.
Is it Leary?
No, no. Well, that's true. No, we were really pretty urbanized by the time Chicago came along. And then... but Newcomerstown was a small town.
You never lived there. He just was...
Just to visit Grandma.
Oh, I see.
No, I visited Grandma in Coshocton. And I don't remember. I heard a lot of stories about when David was being raised, different family things that happened. There were a lot of wonderful family stories that are awfully funny, like Prince. No, Prince was a horse. I won't tell you the name of the black dog. I'll call him Blackie. Mother went up in the cherry tree to pick the cherries and turned around. The dog was up in the tree with her. He climbed the ladder and was standing on a branch with her.
So how long were you in Pittsburgh? And you were born there, and you remember the name? You gave me the address of the hospital.
McGee Hospital.
No, but
Yeah. And we lived first we were on Gobbler's Knob. I don't know where Gobbler's Knob is. My mother made up that story. And then we were on another street. I've forgotten what that was. And I remember once a horse had fallen into a ditch and was lying there, and the wagoner was beating it. My brother ran out. My brother then being 14, quite large. He said, stop beating that horse and I'll help you pull him up. And they got the horse back up on his feet. But finally, the last 5 years of my life, I think, we lived on Phillips Avenue. And there was a burning coal mine across the street on Whiteman. But don't tell Pearl that, because she says it isn't so. But I would see the steam coming up in the snow, and the little rabbits would run in the snow. But we were in a very fine section.
It's by the...
Well, it was just an empty field, a beautiful empty field with apple trees and all kinds of things like that on it. And one time, the circus came there. And my mother let me stay home from school, and Dad took me over and we watched to put the circus up. I know that they sing songs. And how they heavy, when they hit the mallets down to put up the big top, and they paint the elephant's toenails.
So you were in Pittsburgh from 13 to
1913? 25, I think we left there. But on
route. You have memories of Pittsburgh?
Oh, yes. I remember our school was Colfax School, and it had a swimming pool. my father used to take me for walks in Shenley Park, which was just a block away. Almost every Saturday we went, and he taught me about May Pops and May Apples and Johnny Jump Ups and Schumach. Oh, I don't know what all else. Little violets and crocuses.